And now, the winner of the Stellar Radio Award for Best Laugh, Tim Britton.
That's funny. Best Laugh? Is that what I got? You know, people say that. They hear that if your bass is up too loud and I laugh, it shakes the wall. So that can happen.
He finished 109th in Best Bass.
Hey, thanks. Good morning, Dubois. I can't talk now. I'm smiling. Good morning, Dubois. Good morning, Punxsutawney. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton, and this is a show that talks about your home, building products, repairing your home, and we got some cool stuff going on. This is going to be a great show, too. I have some friends here from Snapstone Flooring. Let me start. I'm going to introduce these guys, too, and we have a few of them all the way from Omaha.
That's right.
Oh, all the way from Omaha. Hollywood, Mike Deppa. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
And you're representing Snapstone Flooring. And this is cool. We're going to have a good show, too. And I know you guys had a training in downtown Falls Creek yesterday that was heavily attended. And I need to introduce, Snappy. You don't seem snappy this morning. We don't seem snappy this morning. Joe Fuller. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Morning.
Joe, where are you from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
You're from Omaha, too.
Yep.
You guys flew a long way. I bet your arms are tired.
Long travels, yeah.
That's long travels. Are you doing a tour of Pennsylvania, and you guys just checking out dealers here in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, doing some installation training throughout the state.
I'm sure we were one of your bigger sites, Hometown Building Supply in downtown Falls Creek.
Yep. It went well.
I'll tell you, we pump a lot of materials out of that place, okay? We got a lot of stuff. And lastly, and this is an old guest of the show, too, John, how are you doing?
Great.
And John's representing Legacy Building Products, who is basically our wholesale account where we get Snapstone products and various other products, too. Kitchen cabinets, countertops, and some other
faucets
great things.
And faucets. Locks,
yep.
And
you guys sell us a lot of stuff. And you've been a big supporter of Hometown Building Supply. I really appreciate that. You've been on a radio show before.
The radio show's a lot of fun.
I think it's fun.
I do enjoy it.
You enjoy it? It's not bad. It's kind of hard. We got guys working out in the field, and it's like, I got to go. Where you go? I got to go to the radio show, you know? It might jump out of a backhoe or a dump truck somewhere and come up and do the radio show, but this is fun. Anyway, this is Your Home with Tim Britton, and we're going to be talking about Snapstone Flooring. There's a few announcements I got, too. There is a couple of spaces left for this weekend's Lego contest. I think it's 5 to 10-year-olds. The contest is at around 2 o'clock. You must pre-register with us. Give us a call at Hometown Building Supply or our office, Timbrick Construction Services, right there on Main Street in Falls Creek, 375-9388. You must be pre-registered, though, to get in that, and there's a couple of spots left. The Lego building contest. Does that sound like fun? Do you play with Legos growing up there, Mike?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know. Me, absolutely. Too. Well, mine was more Lincoln Logs. That shows you how old I am.
Okay.
And I started building Lincoln Logs and talking trucks, moving in the dirt, and I basically do the same thing now as an adult and get paid for it.
There you go. Can't complain, then, huh?
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like playing in the dirt.
Absolutely. That's there you go. Yeah.
Now we have backhoes and dump trucks and wet towel saws and things. So, but Lego building contest with Community Days, and we're going to be over on the Legion stage. I highly encourage, if you want to see some fun and you want to see some kids just literally screaming and yelling and having a good time, come over and see this Lego building contest. We're on the Legion stage, which is over on the side towards American Legion. I think the contest starts right about 2:30. Got a couple cool celebrity judges there. I know Mayor Herm Saplesio is one of the judges, so we're really looking forward to that. Stiff competition. These kids are serious. I mean, we've got a bicycle and some savings bonds and things to give away. These kids are serious. They all want to win. You want to see serious kids? Come see Lego contest. But they have fun doing it. It's neat. They talk. You know, even though they're competitors, they talk and they share. And, oh, here, you can have this piece. That's really neat.
That is neat.
Other things going on, too. We're going to be in the parade. So we have a float in the parade. Look for us in the parade behind the Falls Creek Fire Department. And we'll announce that the Boy Scout Troop 27 is also have a fry booth there. Stop there and eat. I'll tell you, things that we've been selling too, and we always are selling flooring products and tile. People are building more decks and porches than ever before. I think they're staying home. They're not going to see Mickey Mouse. And they're adding on to their house, and they're putting on more decks and more porches. Of course, we have our run of, with the heavy storms we have our run of roof jobs too. If your roof is leaking, you know it right now too. What's the weather like in Omaha?
You know, it's been stormy all week, just clearing up just in time for us to come back home this weekend and catch some more storms.
Okay. So. How's your temperatures?
Good. Mid-70s.
Mid-70s,
yeah. Hasn't been too humid. So we can't complain. It's been pleasant.
And I have some friends that build over there, too. And they said it was a dry, last year was just a slow year for business
over there, but he's seen this year kind of pick back up and take off. So he said the economy's doing pretty good too.
Yeah, you know, we haven't been affected by it too much, which is obviously.
I say that in the rural areas, we didn't have the real high peak and hot market. We don't know what a hot market is here in real estate. So it wasn't a real demanding high, and we don't get the real bottom out lows. Our banks, maybe similar to your banks, have maybe always been a little more conservative and not toss out, you know, no interest and interest only type mortgages, which is not okay, and it would have to come to a halt eventually. But we didn't have a lot of that going on around here, so it's not only business as usual. We're actually very busy. It's actually a very good year for us getting started out. We've got a lot of projects going on, and you guys were in downtown Falls Creek, from Omaha to Falls Creek. You gotta love it. I should have sent you up to the Pine End. Where did you guys eat at? Where'd you get? Did you go out last night?
Yeah, we went and ate.
Maybe you can't talk about it on the radio. Okay, there's a couple of the
Fort Worth.
Oh, Fort Worth. Yeah. Good. That's a great local. Yeah. Hopefully you got a steak or something.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yep. That you always leave there full too.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't. Yeah,
absolutely.
You leave there like, oh man, I ate all that, and they brought more bread. Yeah. I like the Fort Worth too. Anyway, you're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton, and we're talking to Hollywood Mike. All the way from Omaha, and he's representing Snapstone Flooring. Tell us, Snapstone Flooring, and this is a newer product. Snapstone Flooring, I would briefly describe as it is ceramic tile with a quick and easy installation method. How long have you been with Snapstone?
I've been with them. It'll be 3 years this June.
And they've only been around for, what, 3 years?
Yeah, we've actually been available on the retail side of things for about 3 years now. Past 5 years, just doing research, development, kind of fine-tuning, the product.
Yep.
And it really is a do-it-yourself friendly, I mean, really easy stuff to work with.
And I talk about a lot of different building products out there, too. Building products today are better than the building products yesterday. They are easier. They do perform better. Ceramic tile had a bad name for a while because the tile that we put down in the 70s, we were putting tile down on plywood, and they weren't grounding them right, and the structure had shifting on it, and the tile would, or the grout would crack in it, and there were issues. So I think through the 80s, tile had a bad name. I don't want tile because I didn't get maintenance with it, and you have problems with things with it. And then in the 90s, they figured out that, hey, we can put down some cement board and think that'll, the expansion and contraction will be the same, and the tile, you know, will work better. It'll move and contract a little bit more with the substrate that it's on, and it has to be on a good substrate. Thus, solving the problems. Grouts have come a long way. Okay, and now we're in 2009. You guys improve upon it again, okay? And you guys have a tile that you can put down over plywood. You can put it down over a vinyl floor. And we have this. When you walk into our showroom, you know how many people come through the front door? I mean, a ton. The UPS guy makes 2 trips in our store at least a day.
There you go.
No, but we got a ton. And wheel cart traffic over top of it. And just it's literally getting beat there. And it looks like the day we put it in. And we did that as a demonstration. Did we do that this spring, John? I think it was this spring we did that. But it's probably had 4 or 5 months of hard testing done to it, and it looks great, too. So talk about your product. Whoever concept it was deserves to be a wealthy man, because it is simple. It is easy. Talk about the concept of how why it works, and just how you don't have to mortar it down, and you basically snap it together. Thus, the Snapstone.
Yeah, basically, I mean, it's actually the tray that the tile sits in is kind of key to the whole system. The tray is actually designed to absorb your floor's little imperfections, which allows you to install that on any existing surface without the use of your concrete board and all your thin sets and mortar mixes. Basically, you put it down, kind of snap it together like a puzzle. Your spacing's already pre-spaced for you, all your grout lines there. You go back over, grout it, and you're done. Now, the grout's a little bit different in the sense that we use a flexible grout. You know, it can handle the movement since your floor isn't actually adhered. You know, you're not going to get the grout lines cracking out on you as one might think.
So somebody can actually put in a tile floor. And we did an area, our 6-foot by 8-foot area. I mean, we did this, but I'm kind of familiar with tile, but we did it in an hour. Okay, we did it in an hour. It's as fast as you can basically snap these pieces together, and you can turn on angles, and you can do borders, and you can literally play with this stuff as fast as you can lay it down. It is a do-it-yourself for project.
Yeah, and I mean, we have sizes in 6x6, 12x12, so if you want to do a little border pattern, maybe throw in a little pinwheel pattern.
Yep.
You know, you just snap them together, you grout the same day. The grout's self-sealing, so you know what used to turn into a week project, yep, turn into a weekend.
Yep. And then you want to stay off of it for, what, about 24 hours?
24 hours light foot traffic. Okay. We recommend 2 to 3 days before you maybe put your refrigerator back on top of it, okay, or, you know, pool table, whatever.
So you have that, which you would have with regular tile only. And this is real tile. It's just a backer and a snap together system that I'm sure is patented that you guys have developed. And you're basically laying this tile out. And by the way, you can, as you're laying it, and I can recall doing this, if you don't like the shape or you make a mistake, you can kind of like unsnap it.
Yeah, no, okay? Absolutely.
It's so cool. I know. It was easy because we get to stand back and look at it and say, yeah, I wish I had this border over here bigger. And what we did, I think we turned it on an angle and we like spun the floor around just to make it, does it look better this way? And we spun the basic floor around, snapped a few more pieces in, and we're grouting. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're grouting. And it was that simple. So I was impressed.
Reusable too, you know. So say 10 years later, the latest and greatest comes out, your wife wants something different, you know, you just snap it up, clean off your grout lines a little bit, and throw in a different room.
Oh, now you're kidding. Okay. You're scaring me. I don't want to say, no, we can't move that ever. Reusable tile. Snapstone flooring available, Hometown Building Supply in beautiful downtown Falls Creek. Hey, people from Punxsutawney, come up through Reynoldsville, get on Route 950, take a right on Main Street. We're on the left there, Hometown Building Supply. Can I announce you? And you guys offered to give some, you're going to give some tile away. How's this going? We're in 4 25-foot square foot rooms.
Yeah.
Which would probably do a small bathroom, an entryway, something in front of a fireplace. Okay, so go ahead, get out the utility knife, cut up your carpet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you have a problem, give us a call, 375-9388. Here's all you need to do, and we're gonna give this away like the end of June. In fact, I think I'll do it on a radio show. Is there 30 days in June? June 30th. I'm gonna give these away, but they need to send a postcard to us, or they can stop in our showroom. If they stop in, we're gonna put your Snapstone display right up front, right by the counter. Everybody will see it, and we'll put a little sign up on the entranceway when they're coming in so they realize that they're walking across Snapstone. The UPS driver is listening to this, by the way. He's going to say, I didn't know that. I heard about your show. He's going to be looking down when he comes across it. You know, I think we're getting new computers today, though. It should be in today. But we're going to put your display right up front so everybody does get a good first hand to look at it right at the counter. And there's a sign up there, but you can send us a postcard. Send it to 109 Main Street, Falls Creek, PA. Hometown Building Supply, 109 Main Street, Falls Creek, PA. You can send it to Tim Britton Construction, Hometown Building Supply, 109 Main Street, Falls Creek, PA, 15840. We're going to pull four out of the entrance and give away 4 25-foot flooring, so which is, what would that be, a couple cartons?
Five cartons, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Five cartons, yeah, of five product. Cartons. And that will do, 25-foot, we'll do a smaller bathroom, a small laundry area, a entryway, something in front of the fireplace, too. So that's enough to get it done. And if you need a little bit more, we'll have it available. Mm-hmm. But that's getting you off on the right start. What are you giving away, the grout, too?
Yeah, we can.
Think about it.
No, we can. Let's no, we the, can.
They that's can fine. Pick a color. Is it a turmoil? Oh, no. We have what about the grout? And how about the wet towel saw? Come in and pick up your free flooring at Hometown Building Supply, too. And, you know, we're selling this product, and it took it a while for me to get used to showing it because I've installed a ton of ceramic tile in my day, and I have it all over the place. But it took a while to get used to it. But I'll tell you what turned the table for me. We had a home show at the Dubois High School. I don't know, sometime, I think it was early March. And John was here from Legacy Building Products. And basically in front of our display, he put together like about an 8-foot by 4-foot area in about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. And he laid this down. I think while he was doing it, he drew attention to people's like, that guy over there is laying flooring. I mean, it was cool. Mm-hmm. And then everybody who talked to us was standing on the product. So it held up ungrouted, sitting there. We had a nice tile, you know, entryway and right to our display there at this home building show. So it was pretty cool. And I'm thinking, there it is again. So I saw it for the second or third time there, put together in minutes. snap it together. If you don't like it, and then we unsnapped it at the end of the show and put it in a box and probably use that thing 100 more times too. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to it. We didn't get all them new fancy displays up that we have. We're looking forward to getting a whole corner. We dedicated a corner to legacy building products, and it's definitely going to have a Snapstone floor in it. So looking forward to updating our showroom. We're too busy to update. And we have the stuff. What a problem to have.
We can't fix our own
building. Yeah. Carpenter's out working every day, so I like it that way. Snapstone flooring on your home with Tim Britton. John?
Tim, one thing I wanted to add that just hasn't been hit. The guys from Snapstone were at your store yesterday and did do training, and your guys are now certified installers.
Cool.
So anybody that doesn't want to tackle a project like this can call you, and you've actually got certified installers to do this now.
And that makes a difference too. I'm really into education. And you're talking about that. I want to make sure that we are installing products correctly, be it roofing, windows, or tile flooring and Snapstone flooring. So if you do have a problem area, they addressed how to deal with it, what to look for, ways to overcome it. And you guys actually did a sample. You guys were cutting tile and everything in there yesterday too. So I mean, hopefully the training was effective. I got thank Herb and Tom and some of the other guys who attended that training. They took, and those guys are busy. Okay, they were busy, but they were committed to staying. Adam, I'll give a plug for Adam too. So we have some certified guys, certified installers right there. And that's through Tim Britton Construction Services, or employees of Tim Britton. But I appreciate you coming over to take care of that and getting us basically on board. And certifying us. Do these guys get little, they get placards or ribbons or t-shirts or free wet towels?
Yes, Snappy over here went through the
Snappy
about a 2.5 hour certification class. They're going to get a certificate.
I want to talk to Snappy then for a minute. Yeah. So these guys are going to get regular certificates and stuff. That's cool. So Snappy.
Well, it's
how'd you get Snappy? Did they give you that yesterday?
Yes.
Joe Fuller, all the way from Omaha, by the way. Thank you.
Big it's actually Mr. Joe. Snapstone, and okay. Mike just shortened it down to Snappy.
I like Mr. Snapstone's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
Now better. you come from my world. You're an installer.
Yep.
You come from laying ceramic tile. Okay, so you can recall mortaring tile down. You can recall if a piece don't fit, you can't just pilt back up.
Positively.
Okay. And you never tear a tile apart? Never rip out the old?
Oh, yeah. And not a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and you're younger than I am, but can you remember when tile had a bad name? People were afraid of it.
Positively, yeah.
People were afraid of tile. It's not working in that. And just the things, the polymers and the grouts have just come so far. We could see what went wrong with all the tile that was put in the late 60s and all through the 70s. It's better. Things are better today, too.
Yeah, we've changed things and made it much easier now.
How'd my guys do at the training?
Really good.
They all pass?
They all pass, and they all did real well.
Okay. There was no drinking involved or anything like
no,
that?
No. Sure.
Okay, good. All right. No, they heard my comment from them this morning was that they enjoyed it, and they thought that was a cool product. Go sell more of that, boss. You know, put this out there. Go sell more of that. We can do it too. And even though we are the certified installers, we offer all of our products out of hometown installed. We call that installed sales, and we do sell. We're selling a lot of flooring, carpet, tile, hardwood, different types of flooring. But the fact that this is a do-it-yourselfer project, if you are buying it off of us, we will give you the information. We do make sure you have an instruction sheet. We can talk you through it, and you can call us and say, here's my problem, here's my dilemma, here's what I have, and we'll be able to get you the answer. So I'm going to go over a few key things now since I have the installer on here.
Sure.
What if the floor, you know, I got a house built in the 60s, a real common building area in the Du Bois market here, 60s and 70s. A lot of our Treasure Lake homes were built in the 70s and early 80s. What if my floor has a little crown in it? It's not perfectly level. In fact, sometimes that happens in new homes, by the way. So I have a little crown on my floor. Big sure. issue or not?
Quarter inch within 10 feet is our tolerance.
That's not
so
bad.
It's a little more lenient than laminate. Laminate's 3/16. So, yep. So you would need to level it out depending on, you know.
So if I was up more than a quarter inch, I might need to deal with it. I need to level out the substrate and you know, adjust the beam or do something in the basement.
Exactly.
But a quarter inch, a crown or a concave, it could go the other way. Sometimes you have a little sag in a floor.
Self-leveling compound, or, you know, you can use dry products with this. So you could even use tar paper to level it out.
Cool. That's easy, too.
Yeah.
What's another thing, too? How about I have an existing vinyl floor down, and, you know, it's stuck down underlayment, my floor, everything seems pretty good. I don't have a lot of squeaks or anything, but I got a vinyl floor, and tearing it up is the nightmare.
Yeah.
Tearing it out, it just don't want to come up. You can't sand it. You can't burn it. You can't burn the house down, but you want to put it in a tile floor. What do you, issue
you,
or not?
You can go right over the top of that.
Isn't that cool?
Same with existing ceramic tile. As long as you're within tolerance, you can go right over an existing tile floor.
Yeah. And we went over a, I think we had VCT tile down right there in our shop that people are walking over. We went right over a VCT tile that's been down forever.
Sure.
It was wore out. We wore the top off of VCT tile. It's probably, that took 10 years of heavy traffic. That's telling you that your snapstone's being tested, by the way.
Absolutely.
It's really telling. And let's see, what's another common problem? How about problem with the grout issue? And that's probably one of my biggest complaints where, you know, people worry about, it's water on the floor. I'm worried about water getting between the tiles and the grout. Issue or not?
Not with this. It's a urethane-based grout, so it's it will not crack. It will not stain. It's really a revolutionary grout.
Okay. And it has stayed somewhat, a little bit flexible, so that if there is flex and things like that,
I mean,
it's not going to crack. It's going to move with the tile.
Right. Yep, exactly.
It's cool.
A flexible, urethane-based flexible grout.
Well, give me one other huge advantage besides...
Just the no tear-up. I mean, that is...
Prep time.
Yeah. In a case of asbestos, you could put our floor right over the top of anything.
Oh, the asbestos can stay. And that's a good point, too. And people worry about that in certain situations where normally to replace the floor, you have to tear up the asbestos. The asbestos itself isn't dangerous being there. It's dealing with it. It's the removal.
It's the tear
up. Disposal and the tear up. And you don't want to, you know, smell or take in any of the things. I said, tell my guys, don't stick it in your eye.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got to watch things like that. Lead paint.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
So there's some issues out there with that type of product, and your product can go right over top of it.
Yeah. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get it removed.
And your arm won't fall off because you went over asbestos.
Nope. No,
you absolutely won't. It's called a non-friable asbestos. That'll be a different show that we'll have some EPA guys on in there too. And asbestos isn't dangerous until it's handled incorrectly.
Right.
And that's kind of the key thing. And I've been to the school, and you go there, and in 2 days they tell you that a gazillion times, handle it correctly, you know. So that's basically what I've learned. We know how to do with it. We've just been to some lead paint training also, pretty much the same issues.
Yeah,
same issues too. And these are potentially hazardous materials, but it's when you're handling them incorrectly. And a child, you don't want to eat it. Okay. Don't stick it in your eye. Okay. Please don't do that. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. I say hello to our good folks down in the Punxsutawney area, people in Wallston, Pennsylvania, and good morning, Dubois. I appreciate you tuning in on the show. We get a lot of feedback. All great feedback. I mean, I don't know. I'm being known for the guy in the radio now. I've been in business for 25 years in downtown Falls. We own downtown Falls Creek on the right-hand side. That's us, okay? But we've been around for 25 years, and people saying I'm the guy in the radio, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you turning into the show here. Today we're talking with some guys that – not the Three Stooges. No, we have Hollywood, Snappy, and no nickname, John. How come you don't have a nickname? Didn't they pick on you? Okay. They didn't pick on you apparently enough yesterday too. But we're dealing with Snapstone flooring today and talking about how easy it is to install. It's real ceramic tile flooring.
It's actually a porcelain.
A porcelain. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much
for
correcting me on that. And again, I'm from the old day. I'm old school.
Sure.
Okay, that's my gray hair. Okay, so porcelain tile.
Yeah.
And porcelain also, just doesn't wear out.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to wear out. You're going to get tired of this and move it to a different room, according to you.
That's right.
The guys are thinking, oh, no, I don't want to move this stuff. There's going to be honey-do list. Put tile in kitchen in bathroom. can you imagine doing that? So, easy to use. I know there too. Besides the versatility and sizes, you guys have colors and color grout. I mean, people can decorate and design things and create borders and pathways and things.
With two sizes, you can come up with a lot of different patterns, and it's just as easy to install.
Yeah, cool.
With a pattern.
Is there a warning? Is there a thunderstorm coming? I don't know if anybody can hear that or not. I hear it. Help! There's UFOs landing on Long Avenue. Okay. Get in your vehicles and drive north as quickly as possible. Anyway. I wonder if I get in trouble for making fun of the public service announcement. Are we still on? Is there, so there's not UFOs landing on Long Avenue. We have to evacuate Du Bois immediately.
That's the weekly test.
Is it? How come they do? Is it on? It's not always Tuesday morning, but it has interrupted us.
It varies. It's at a different time each Tuesday, so they get to hear it in Punxsutawney on your show.
Good morning. So Punxsutawney, you're safe.
So you have about a minute left. All right. Better put a wrap fine. On it. Too.
Okay, I want to announce too. We're giving away 4 25-foot square foots tile and grout. For somebody to put a project in themselves, and they need to sign up by registering at Hometown Building Supply on Main Street in False Creek. You can send us a postcard, 109 Main Street, False Creek, Pennsylvania, 15840. If you have a question on that, give us a call, 375-9388. We can give you directions there. We can give you our address. We can answer questions about Snapstone flooring in that. Don't forget about the Lego contest coming up this weekend. We're still looking for a couple of contestants in that. If you have questions about the Lego contest, again, give us a call. Hey, Snapstone has a website. What's your website?
Snapstone.com.
That's easy.
It's a great website, too.
Snapstone.com. You guys are great. Did that go by fast? I told you this was going to go by fast. You were worried about that. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom, by the way. I forgot to say hi, Mom, to my mom. Good morning, Bonnie. It was a great show. It was fun. I'm sorry it goes by so fast, guys. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. I hope our information today was helpful. I want to thank everybody for listening. Have a great time. I'll see you this weekend in the parade and over at Community Days. And everybody have a great week, and God bless you and your home.